This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Root. The Root is on fire. Wayne Allen Root. Hour number three. I know it's hour number one, my national show. Feels like hour number 500, but it's hour number three. I've been on the air today. Start out the days now with 2 hours from 10 a.m. to 12 noon on KBET 790 a.m. in Las Vegas doing a Wayne Root early edition, and now we're here for another 3 hours. There's so much news I need the whole day. I think I'm going to just take over KBET. It's going to be Occupation Root. I need all day, and I'm a little depressed, I got to tell you, a little depressed right now, because the news just came across the media, and again, you never know what's true and what's not, but the news just came across that a Las Vegas cop shot in the head may need a ventilator for the rest of his life. I'm not exactly sure what that means. I'm not a doctor. I assume if you need a ventilator for the rest of your life, that means you're in a coma for the rest of your life, right? I mean, you can't be alive and well and looking around and be on a ventilator the rest of your life, so... That's just tragic news. Shay Michelonis, the Las Vegas cop, who was shot in the face attempting to disperse a crowd of protesters on the Vegas Strip. It says his family announced that he may need a ventilator for the rest of his life. He's 29 years old. They updated his condition in a statement released through the police department. Shay is on a ventilator and will be for the foreseeable future or perhaps the rest of his life in critical condition at University Medical Center Trauma Unit in Las Vegas. It's just hard to believe what policemen are willing to do to put their lives on the line for all of us. Very hard for me to even continue the show. I mean, this just came across my desk a few minutes ago, and I'm having a hard time with it. He is, he was a great guy, and I'm not sure what you say about a report from his own father who says he may be on a ventilator for the rest of his life. And at the same time that's going on, the whole country's under attack. Oh, bad word. Please scrap that, Chris. The point is, the communists, the Marxists, and the socialists are just scraping at the door. As homicides soar in America's biggest cities, and of course race rioters just destroyed those cities, Saks Fifth Avenue has announced they're shielding their New York City store with barbed wire and attack dogs to deter looters. I mean, this is a great time to defund the police or disband the police, isn't it? Barbed wire and attack dogs to deter looters. This is the Saks Fifth Avenue flagship store in Manhattan, now lined with barbed wire fencing and attack dogs after weeks of social unrest in the city. Reuters says the luxury retailer hired a third-party security firm to protect the store and the associates, and it was necessary to line the store with a chain-link fence with barbed wire on top and private security guards with attack dogs. A source told Reuters that looters damaged Saks stores in Chicago, Chevy Chase, Maryland, Boston, San Francisco, among others. Other stores in Atlanta, Columbus, Indianapolis, Phoenix, and New Orleans were boarded up to prevent future break-ins. No mention if the other locations had attack dogs. The New York Post says at least 7 German Shepherds, Belgian Malinois, and Pit Bull dogs were seen outside the Manhattan location. One security said, God willing, I hope they don't show up, the looters, and it goes smoothly. The guard said the dogs aren't friendly. We noted over the weekend retail outlets up and down the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast were boarded up and emptied of merchandise until the social unrest is over. And mass looting comes at a perfect time, doesn't it? For retailers, 25,000 stores are expected to close by the end of the year. Do you have any idea what these socialists and communists and Marxists have done to the United States of America? Do you have any idea? to fund the police while Shade Michelonis is lying on a ventilator for what now sounds like the rest of his life. You wanted to fund the police. Homicides in Los Angeles jumped 250% last week compared to the same period last year. And that's at the moment that local politicians said they're going to slash $150 million from the police department's operating budget. That should go well. The week of 531 to 66, homicides were up 250%. Victims shot up 56%. And the past 24 hours has seen four shootings, one of those resulting in a homicide. Murders also exploded in Chicago. 18 homicides on May 31st, the single deadliest day in Chicago's history since the city started recording data 59 years ago. Over the final weekend of May, at least 73 incidents to which police responded with 92 people shot and 27 dead. Does this make any sense to you? Why would the nation be on fire for one single black man who was clearly murdered by a white policeman? I get it. Suffocated and smothered, although I still have doubts you'll convict him. I have very big doubts you're going to convict him. But I won't get into that now. It's clear what we all saw in the video. That doesn't tell the full story. That's why I'm not so sure he's going to be convicted of murder. But having said that, one black man is terribly, horribly, unfairly killed, smothered, suffocated, and then the country burns. But police, retired police captain David Dorn is dead in St. Louis. Nobody cares. And Shane Michelonis on a ventilator for the rest of his life, quite possibly. No one cares. And 92 people are shot and 27 dead in Chicago, and no one cares. Al Sharpton doesn't care. Jesse Jackson doesn't care. Black Lives Matter doesn't care. The NAACP doesn't care. There's no protest. There's no announcements. There's no nothing. A California defense, a criminal defense attorney being investigated by the LAPD for allegedly advocating that black people kill police officers and offering free representation to anyone willing to do so. Screenshots on Instagram from the account tied to attorney Mark McBride were obtained by Fox 11. Here's what he said. It won't stop till black people start murdering cops, which they should do often and with great relish. These blank-sucking, low-IQ, can't-get-into-law-school jarheads need an asphalt nap, this is him talking, a lawyer, during which they bleed out on the streets where they're shot down. I would have no problem with them. I would absolutely 100% defend to death any African-American who picked off a cop or two. It's time. It's well past time, the lawyer screenshot read. I don't quite know what to say. I know if I wasn't on the radio what I'd say, but I'm on the radio, so I've got to be careful what I say. In context of Shane Michelonis lying there maybe for life on a ventilator, in a coma forever till he dies, someone who's out trying to defend all of us on the thin blue line, and murders increasing everywhere, and riots and unrest. And in light of that, I don't know how many of you were with me on the show last night as we ended the show, but right towards the end of the show, I read a letter from the head of the NAACP in Las Vegas about my Blue Lives Matter march, which, by the way, is not happening. And I said that yesterday very clearly, so I hope all of you heard it. But anyone who's tuning in today didn't know, we postponed it. We're going to do it much bigger and much better and spend a lot of time planning it and have our own security and do it all in the fall. But in the meantime, I want you to hear how the NAACP, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, thinks. You have to hear how they think, because this is one of the most incredible press releases I've ever heard in my life. It's just incredible. The rec capitalist response to host a Blue Lives Matter march in these times is disrespectful, as well as a deterrent and agitator to the progression of human and civil rights. In other words, in America, there is no more free speech. There is no right to have an opinion different than Black Lives Matter or the NAACP. There's no right to march if it's a different opinion than the NAACP. If they don't like what you believe in, then it's an agitator. It's disrespectful. That's funny. I seem to remember as a kid, Nazis marched in Joliet, Was it Joliet, Illinois? I'm trying to remember. It was in Illinois City right outside Chicago. Skokie, Illinois. It was Skokie, Illinois. We had Nazis marching outside Chicago, and everybody hated it, but we knew it was part of what made America great, is you allow everyone to speak. But now, you're not allowed to have a march in favor of loving and supporting the police, because it offends someone because they're black. Really? I didn't know that those things were, you know, irrespective of each other. If you're black, you cannot respect police. You can't respect a policeman shot down in his prime, Shay McAlonis. You can't respect a black police officer, David Dorn, killed in retirement, never to enjoy retirement with his wife and kids and grandkids again. And then the head of the NAACP says, let's be clear. The creation of, promotion of, and execution of this event will agitate our community, potentially, keep the music low, please, potentially incite conflict and could result in violence against our police officers. The protesters will also be at risk as emotions run high and this event calls out to increase the divide. Blue Lives Matter is an attempt to hijack the Black Lives Matter movement, really. That's what it is. In other words, when you have Black Miss America, is that an attempt to hijack Miss America? You just gave it a different name. Does that mean Miss America should shout and scream at Black Miss America? You can't have a name like another name to honor another group? And if you do, it makes emotions run high. So you're kind of giving everyone a right to kill cops and to kill my protesters? Is that what you're saying? Is it open season on my protesters who love the police? This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past 3 decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need. to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I got to read you, Wayne Allen Root, the warrior, I got to read you a text I just got from my buddy in Los Angeles. I won't even give his name. Because, of course, you know, for something like this, you could be killed. They'll hang you in the streets. The lynch mob will the liberal lynch mob will hang you in the streets. So he told me it's just falling apart in Los Angeles. He says we've been hit 3 times in the last 9 days by package thieves and then mailbox theft. And we just had new upgraded mailboxes installed on June 4th that were supposed to be harder to break into after all the other break-ins. Well, I guess a screwdriver still works. They broke in again. And when I said to our HOA president that things will continue to get worse, especially with all of this push to protect or not even pursue criminals, this was his response. We have mayhem already, started by Ronald Reagan and furthered by Proposition 13. That's the one that cut taxes in California. Oligarchs control everything and create so many problems that people have no choice but to resort to stealing packages and mail. And then he says, my buddy says, it's always someone else's fault. It was and the HOA guy, HOA person was a liberal female. He says, a liberal female, just wait until there's a thief breaking into her home and they either get badly beaten up or even killed. These people think you can rationalize with a criminal. Criminals will walk all over these weaklings. Keep lowering the guard. They will all be slaughtered. These people don't understand what's coming. And then he finishes with, this is not going well, dude. This is not going well, dude. You don't understand how bad. But the animals are out of the zoo. They've emptied the cages, and they're roaming the streets, and they've tied the policemen's hands. And don't let anyone think anything I ever say has even a tinge of racism, because it doesn't matter to me whether the animals killing people are white or black, Muslim or Jewish, Christian or Catholic, or Scientologist. I don't care. If you kill people, if you rob, if you loot, you're human scum. In some cases, if you hurt people, you're subhuman. You're an animal. Anyone who hurts someone is an animal. I don't know what to say. In Seattle, Antifa terrorists, domestic terrorists, have taken over a six-block area of Seattle, including a police station and the mayor's office. And they call it the Autonomous Zone. And I want to spend the rest of this segment, and really the rest of the show, showing you their list of demands. Antifa releases a list of demands after taking over six square blocks in Seattle and setting up an armed security watch. And their demands include reparations and ending the police department. Antifa domestic terrorists, they chase the police away from the police station. I mean, in these big cities, do they have policemen that they hire who are like weaklings? Little tiny pale weaklings you could push over by going... When you blow at them, do they push over? These are policemen. Do they go, please don't hurt me, please don't hurt me? What kind of people are you hiring as policemen that they run out of the police station and abandon it? In Minneapolis, they let them burn it to the ground as the cops ran. And in Seattle, they just took it over. It's theirs now. The police station belongs to Antifa. Isn't this where you send in the military? Isn't this where you send in SWAT? Isn't this where you send in National Guard? Isn't this where you send in hundreds of cops to break down the door and literally shoot or arrest everyone there? What else would you do? These are terrorists who have taken over a police station and City Hall. But see, and I said this on my earlier show today on KBET, if a Democrat, Hillary, is in the presidency, if a Democrat, Joe Biden, is in the presidency, if a Democrat, Bill Clinton, is in the presidency, John Kerry, Barack Obama, doesn't matter who the Democrat is. And the exact same thing happens. You send in the military, people die, and the press says, wonderful, brave president. President Trump sends in the military and people die. And by the way, if it's a Democrat and people die and it's women and children, the press says no problem. Remember Waco with Bill Clinton? No problem. Women and children died. You sent tanks in. The burns to the ground. The kids died. No problem. It's a Democrat president. But Trump sends in the military to kill all these nasty people that are terrorists with guns holding six blocks of Seattle. Now, that can't happen in America. There's no difference between them and Islamic terrorists holding a police station. You've got to surround it, and you've got to go in and either arrest or kill everybody who's a bad guy who won't give up, who points a gun at you. Trump does it. Someone dies. They're going to call him Hitler. And yet, these are terrorists holding hostage a police station, six city blocks, and the mayor's residence, or the mayor's office in Seattle.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is holding a race relations roundtable at the White House. Raynard Jackson, president and CEO of Raynard Jackson and Associates, says the media plays a big role in what's going on regarding race relations in the United States.
Don Lemon from CNN, Roland Martin, who are putting more poison into the black community than any drug dealer, who are killing more black folks than any white person with a sheet over their face. How are they doing it? Spreading these lies about the economy you had, Mr. President, before the virus was a continuation of Obama. That's factually not true. I have a degree in accounting. I keep up with the economy. They're lying.
NASCAR releasing a statement saying the display of the Confederate flag will be prohibited from all NASCAR events and properties. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Unique items for strange times. That's PatriotDepot.com. For instance, when you and your friend are playing your favorite drinking games via social media, while listening to Joe Biden babble about nothing, you can win in style with your Trump 45 bullet shot glass, and then cope with that hangover by pouring some coffee in your Trump camper mug. PatriotDepot.com is the place to find these and more. Remember promo code USA. They even have the Trump lawn gnome to keep you company. This is the site for all of your favorite MAGA merchandise. So many other exciting products are at PatriotDepot.com or call 844-377-8052 using the promo code USA for a great discount. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. And don't forget the promo code USA.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcast. broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior. No one's ever seen a life like mine. In between 2 hours of radio in the morning and 3 hours in the afternoon, I'm working on all my businesses and all my deals and all my legal contracts for a couple deals I'm working on. And right now, in between breaks, I'm answering emails and answering texts. But the problem is, there's not really any moment to just de-stress and just relax your brain. I almost had a total breakdown on the air over Shane McAlonis. I can't believe that his family released a statement that he could be on a ventilator for the rest of his life. That is just so sad and so shocking and so horrific for me as a person who respects and loves the police. And I can't believe we're not doing the police march on Saturday. Now more than ever, we need it. But I was told by the police that they could not protect, guarantee the safety of the people in my march. They just could not. And they were very worried it would lead to a terrible, terrible riot. And when you see the statement by the head of the NAACP, it's the most shocking statement I think I've ever read, because it's very calm and very nice and uses all highfalutin language. But beneath that shiny exterior, really when you translate it, is, don't you dare march in my town. This is our town. You have no right to march. You have no right to have a different opinion than us. You have no right to have a march that has a different opinion of us. You have no right to use a name that's anything similar to our name. That's just a provocation for us to come and hurt you or kill you, and a cop could be hurt or killed. Really? Is that what you really just said in public? Is that legal? See, it seems to me that whole letter was a fancy, Ivy League-designed way of threatening my march and my life and my marcher's life. The people in my march, you were threatening their safety and their lives because emotions might run high. Is that an excuse for killing people, that emotions run high? And is that an excuse for stopping my ability to march? Because every time the group that's petulant, the group that's like a crybaby, I remember being a little kid, my parents said something I didn't like, or he asked me to do something I didn't like, or maybe I asked them to do something and they said no. And I remember being on the ground and slapping the ground with my arms and legs at 1,000 miles an hour and screaming, and my mother and father were like, what the hell? You've all seen it if you're a parent, right? I remember doing that. I don't know why that's one of the only enduring memories of my childhood, but I swear I remember doing that to my parents, and I think I even remember thinking in my mind, oh, they're going to give in now. And that's what this sounds like. You're so petulant that you actually think no one but you has a valid opinion, and no one but you is allowed to march, and no one but you has a march with a legitimate reason. And if someone else thinks they can, you're going to go beat them up, or maybe it will result in death. And in between, a cop could get in the way, and a cop could get killed. Wait a minute, my march was for the police, so I would never put police in danger. You must be referring to the fact that when emotions run high, your group might try and hurt my group, and a policeman could be hurt or killed defending in the middle of that melee, and that rioting, and that unrest, and that burning, and that looting. Because it's a fact, my group will never riot, burn, or loot. There's no Republican or conservative that's ever even thought of riot, burning, or looting. Crazy that someone would put out a press release saying those things. Those are all code words for, if you do this march, there will be a race riot. Are you crazy? This wasn't a white march. This wasn't a white extremist march. This wasn't a KKK march. This is a pro-police march. And I went out of my way on this show to say 3 days in a row here, maybe 4 days in a row since last week, that this will never be anti-anyone, never be anti-black, never be anti-Black Lives Matter, certainly would never be anti-NAACP. I'm for you. I don't want black people to be left behind. I don't want black people to be uneducated. I don't want black people to be shot by police when they're unarmed and they've done nothing wrong. They're innocent. So you and I are on the same team. I've got out of my way to say that. And you have a right to peaceably demonstrate. I have no problem with that. But can you imagine? What if I put out the same press release? Hold on a second. I never even thought of that. Let me say it in my words. The same press release put out by Wayne Root. Can you imagine if Wayne Root put out a press release that said, the reckless response to host a Black Lives Matter march, right? In the face of my hosting a Blue Lives Matter march, the reckless response is disrespectful as well as an agitator to the progression of human and civil rights. And the creation of, the promotion of, and the execution of your Black Lives Matter march will agitate our community, meaning like the police community and the white community. Can you imagine if I said that? Potentially incite conflict. Can you imagine if I said, if you do a Black Lives Matter march, you will potentially incite conflict with a bunch of white people? Can you imagine if I said that? I could never say that. I don't mean I couldn't. That it's wrong or it's not, you know, you'd be in trouble for. I mean, I don't even have the ability. Wayne Root doesn't even have the ability to say something like that. It's so rude, it's so wrong, and it's so racist. And can you imagine if I said, and you holding that Black Lives Rally matter rally could result in violence against our police officers? And the protesters, meaning your Black Lives Matter protesters, will also be at risk as emotions run high and this event calls out to increase the divide. Roxanne McCoy, President, Las Vegas, NAACP. So I'm trying to take the exact words she used and let them come out of my mouth as a white man Republican who believes Blue Lives Matter and Black Lives Matter, but who believes police lives are at risk and matter. And if I ever put that exact press release out, but you flipped the language, I would be vilified. I'd be destroyed. My life would be over. But it's okay because she did it because, why? Because she's African American? It's okay to threaten violence against me and my protesters and to actually admit policemen might get in the middle and get hurt or killed? Well, one of them already was. Last I checked, Shane Michelonis, this wonderful guy who's now might be on a ventilator for life, he wasn't shot at a Blue Lives Matter protest. He was shot at a Black Lives Matter protest. So, in other words, you're the side that promotes violence, and not just Black Lives Matter, Antifa. And you're threatening more violence. There's no looting or burning or torching at one of my events. I had 10,000 people on the strip a month and a half ago, and we didn't leave a Coke bottle behind. We don't even pollute. We don't leave garbage behind. We leave places cleaner than when we came. So it's not my group that will ever hurt someone or agitate, as you put it, or incite. Can you imagine if I accused her of that and the NAACP and Black Lives Matter of that? Come on. You know, we're all better than this. I went to a black high school, 100% black. I was in a town that was majority black. I've been around African Americans my whole life and gotten along with them fantastically, except for the ones who were trying to hurt me and kill me in Mount Vernon High School, in Mount Vernon, New York. One almost killed me with a machete. But nonetheless, most of my friends were black at the time in that high school. And I got along great with them. You can't tell me because I have an opinion different than you that I'm an agitator and I'm going to incite violence and that policemen could get hurt and that my fellow protesters could get hurt. You can't say that. She said it and no one's going to criticize her for it except Wayne Root. Nobody cares. And if the left, if the media was listening to this, they would never admit I was right in a million years. They would take a sentence out of context. I'm waiting for it later tonight. Take one sentence out of context and try to say that Wayne Root was on the attack against a NAACP group. No. Wayne Root's saying, I'm shocked that you could allow anybody to say something like this in a civil society and not think it's really wrong and really odd. Really striking and bizarre that no one's commenting on it. And how bad her words really were when you analyze them. She's saying opinions different than hers are not allowed. And marches different than hers are not allowed. And if you do them, there's going to be unrest. So I guess now I understand why Joe Lombardo and the leadership of the Vegas Police, LVMPD, felt that if I had my peaceable, wonderful people march in honor of wonderful police officers, that there could very well be race riots and very well be impossible to protect my crowd. When you deal with things like this and people like this and statements like this, irresponsible statements like this, disgusting and despicable statements like this. Roxanne McCoy, president of Las Vegas NAACP, you owe an apology to every nice working class, middle class black person in Vegas and America who is threatened by, protected by police, and threatened by thugs. And the police protect you. And I'm honoring the police. And I always say that what's so great about police is they're not racist. They're putting their lives on the line in a black neighborhood, a high crime neighborhood, for black people. For good, honest, hardworking black people. How's that a crime? All right, as we end this segment, I want to mention the sponsor of this segment. It's Liberty Health Share. We're talking about, sadly, things like injuries and death. And, you know, bad things can happen to people, or just you can get sick. You know, during these protests, they say nobody's been worried about the pandemic. Coronavirus, COVID-19. You're letting hundreds of thousands of people march in the streets. They could get sick. You're going to need something to protect you in this world, on this earth, if you're sick. Liberty HealthShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it doesn't cost as much as health insurance. It's different than health insurance. It's an alternative. I joined. I'm a member. My four kids are members. My fourth year, I've saved $72,000 in premiums. That's amazing. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hopefully it will protect you and your family. LibertyHealthShare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, C-H-E, MAGA, mall.com. Themagamall.com.
Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because not all offer the same protection, and we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Naturals 30-Day, 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also very comfortable, easy to breathe and speak with, and it's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can be used up to 30 days. Just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. So stock up now for the whole family at BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. Get free shipping and handling when you spend $50. That's code WARRADIO20 when you shop at BoomerNaturals.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. In today's world, especially with the economic shutdown and slowdown we've all just experienced, violent crime is on the rise. Will you or your family be the next victims? What if I told you you can learn to protect yourself and your loved ones for free? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, it's true, but there are limited spaces. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge. No hidden surprises or catches. Supply limited. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first free course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Dr. Nancy Wolf sponsored this segment of the show. She's got a great book, Conscious Matrix. Perfect book at the perfect time. Because the nation's melting down. I used to, you know, when this ad campaign for Dr. Nancy Wolf started, I used to apply it to the pandemic, COVID-19, coronavirus, et cetera, et cetera. You know, everybody was locked in their homes. Everybody was depressed. No one knew what the future would bring. No one knew if they could make money in the future. No one knew if they'd get their job back. No one knew if they could open their business. And I said, you need something positive. Well, now all that's over, theoretically, hopefully. There are a lot of news reports, again, the negative liberal media, that coronavirus is making a comeback and that there's more cases and blah, 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 blah. Okay, that's fine. Oh, my God, there's flu out there, and it's a bad flu, and it affects people over the age of 80 and 90. Okay, then watch them. Spend a lot of money on them. Leave me alone. I'm going to go out, and I'm going to live my life, and I'm going to take a lot of vitamins and build my immune system, and I'll be just fine. That's all I'm going to say. I'll only worry about me. I'm not going to, you know, make up my mind for you. Just for me. That's how I'll live my life. But I never hid from the flu, and America didn't close for polio. Okay? There's no reason to close for COVID-19. But the point is, all the bad stuff seems to be out of the way, and we know a lot of it was exaggerated and hysterical, and the numbers were all wrong, and the computer models were all wrong, and yet now we got a worse problem. We got the problem of the rioting. We got the problem of Antifa, a domestic terrorist organization, taking over a city, Seattle, a city hall, police station. We got a police station burned in Minneapolis. We heard the tape of the mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, arguing with her alderman, a gay Mexican, the lesbian black Indian mayor arguing with the lesbian Mexican. There has to be a joke here somewhere, right? Someone going to tell a joke? I don't know. It's all true. This is now who runs Chicago, and I'm on the side of the gay Mexican. He sounded like Wayne Root. He said, they're burning my town. They're walking around killing people. We got to do something about it. This isn't right for the people who own businesses. He was fantastic. I don't care that he's gay. I don't care that he's Mexican-American. I couldn't care less. I like the guy. She, on the other hand, is horrible.
She tried to ignore his question. So when you realize how many bad things are happening in these inner cities now, how many good people, black and people of color and Hispanic, all of them are at the hands, at the mercy of bad, bad people who are looking to kill them. So I'm the opposite of racist. I'm on the side of good, hardworking, law-abiding, honest black taxpayers and Hispanic taxpayers. But the mayor of Chicago couldn't care less. I don't know if she's getting campaign contributions from bad people, evil people, from gangbangers. I don't know. She doesn't seem to care that the good people are having their businesses burned to the ground and looted. She doesn't seem to care that the good people are trapped in their homes and can't come out. She didn't even care what her gay Mexican alderman had to say. It's not like she's ignoring a lily-white conservative Republican that she doesn't respect. She's ignoring a gay Mexican alderman. That's interesting, isn't it? It has nothing to do with your sexual orientation or the color of your skin or your race. It has to do with whether you respect law-abiding people or not. And your taxpayers. People pay into the system. So now we've got a worse problem than the pandemic. We've got, you know, people, domestic terrorism taking over our country. So we still need this book, Conscious Matrix. We need positive feedback. We need positive thought, positive mindset. And Dr. Nancy Wolf spent 30 years in the psychology department at UCLA. She's a professor emeritus. She studied the human mind her whole life. And this book says our biology, our culture, our history, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls, literally pre-wired to win. And Nancy Wolf, Dr. Nancy Wolf says, together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. So she says the book has been written, the story is over, and the final page says we win, but you just haven't seen it yet. No one's done the big reveal. So it's good to know this. You know, we're in the middle of this fight, and it feels like we're never going to win. And she's saying she could prove, but from studying the human mind for 30 years, we are going to win. This is the book you need to read now. Purchase Conscious Matrix by Dr. Nancy Wolf at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. We're available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Those of you who know, I was on the Dan Rodheimer, Big Dan Rodheimer bandwagon. There's been so much to talk about today. I haven't even mentioned yesterday was primary day, and Dan Rodheimer appears to have won a smashing victory. Remember, it's only like one half of the votes accounted for, and there's going to be more coming in, but it's very clear he has a big lead over Dan Schwartz, and he's going to run away with this thing. He's going to be the winner, and he's going to have a chance to be Congressman Dan Rodheimer over horrible, horrible Susie Lee, the ultra-liberal socialist Democrat congresswoman. So my man, Dan Rodheimer, who in his darkest days was being hit by literally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of Fox News ads calling him a criminal, and I kept all of my listeners and my fans on this radio show, I kept Dan in the game with you, and I kept you in the game with Dan. And I told you all that those ads are a lie and a fabrication. And I told you that Dan Schwartz was hitting below the belt and was, you know, making up stories, and it was just disgusting and despicable. And you've got to support Dan Rodheimer. He was in the hospital with his young 4-year-old daughter, Violet. And by the way, I was with them last night, and I was with Violet last night. She looks great, and she's healthy, and all is well after 5 weeks in the ICU at UMC Hospital in Las Vegas. Thank God. She is great, and she's made a full recovery. And Dan Rodheimer is on the way to victory. And my other great choice, Sam Peters, was just a shocking second place, but he could still win it. He was a very close second to Jim Marchant. Jim's a very nice guy and a gentleman. Nothing bad to say about him. I just thought Sam was the better candidate, former United States Air Force major, and just a great guy, well-spoken, good speech giver. And he's in second place, only 900 votes behind, with 50% of the votes to be counted.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.